Hello and welcome. This is Father Kyle Schnoepel. I'm pastor of two parishes here in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, recording my homily for the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, which the gospel passage is the parable of the landowner with his vineyard going out throughout the day to invite laborers into his vineyard. So took a look at that for the weekend. I'll have a regular podcast episode this week as well. We have pastoral council this week, so I'll record my notes, some of my catechetical thoughts for my podcast episode for this week. Hope all is well. And my homily for the weekend went something like this. I'd like to take an allegorical look at today's gospel passage, if that's okay. We can look at these parables in so many different ways. You can look at the historical context. You can look at what Jesus is trying to teach us about who he is in these things. Sometimes when you take an allegorical look, you look and see, well, how does it relate to our life? How does this gospel passage or this parable relate to something greater, something different? And when I looked at this passage, I see a series of invitations that the landowner makes to hired day laborers that were so prevalent in Jesus' day and age. And I see that invitation in a new way for today. As we make our journey through life, we experience a constant series of invitations. When we were baptized, our parents or guardians invited us to become a child of God. Our godparents, our parents presented us and invited us into that family of the Lord. When we made our first communions, especially those who made it as an infant or as a child, we renewed that invitation and we began to answer that invitation for ourselves. And we were invited to take Jesus into ourselves as true food or true drink, to become a child of God. That invitation to become a child of God is renewed and deepened. And we attempt to become more and more like him whom we receive. When we were confirmed, we were invited to become soldiers for Christ, to take our faith seriously, to become a proclaimer of Jesus Christ to the far corners of the world. Confirmation is an invitation to become an adult in the faith, to set a course of lifelong learning, discovery about who Jesus is, how he continues to call each one of us to a deeper level of discipleship. Those who were married were invited to lay down their life for Christ to that one particular spouse, the person that they're sitting next to. When I was ordained to a priest or when deacons were ordained, we were invited to lay down our life so that the church might thrive through our ministry. But that invitation does not come just through the celebration of the sacraments or the preparation for the sacraments. There is a daily invitation that Jesus gives to us to say yes to him as he invites us into his vineyard. This past week, we celebrated the Feast of St. Matthew. Sitting at his customs post, and Jesus walks by and says, "You follow me." And I love Caravaggio's depiction of that event, because he has Jesus very powerfully pointing to Matthew, and Matthew looking back at him with his look of incredulity. You want me to follow you? Yes, you. I want you to follow me. And Matthew gets up, invites Jesus over to his house, and throws a banquet for him, his disciples, and Jesus and Matthew's friends. And that invitation is renewed every time we come to Mass, too. That same invitation to come and work in my vineyard, come and follow me. And I know that at times that invitation can be difficult to respond to. There can be a struggle to say yes to that invitation. Maybe I want to do my own thing on a Sunday morning. It can be so easy to just sit back and relax and not go to Mass. Or that's the temptation I face all too often of hitting the snooze button instead of getting up to do my morning prayers. Watching TV or ignoring friends instead of paying attention to those who are around me. All those invitations all throughout the day that Jesus is inviting us to come into his vineyard. This week at the two parishes where I pastor, Corpus Christi and St. John Newman, we're starting a new program that extends this invitation that Jesus has to follow him in a new way. Simply entitled Alpha, the Alpha Course, is an invitation to a new and deeper relationship with Jesus in the context of the church. We'll run the program beginning this Thursday at 6:30, running the next few Thursdays as well. Starts with a meal, so 6:30 p.m. is a meal. I'm providing it this week, which should be quite fun. There's a video, follow that, and following the video is a time of discussion. And weekly topics in Alpha include, who is Jesus? Why and how do I pray? How does God guide us? How can I resist evil? And there are more details this week in this week's Parish Bulletin. If you have felt Jesus inviting you to something more, I invite you to join us this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. in Daniel Hall here at St. John Newman for Alpha, for the beginning of Alpha, an invitation from Jesus to come work in my vineyard. God bless.